This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We're going to start today with the state's transportation system and your taxes. Now, the legislature has approved a 3 cent per gallon hike in the state's gas tax.
Governor Patrick says that's not enough to close a massive transportation funding gap, so he'd like to raise it by as much as 8 cents a gallon. Here's Transportation Secretary Richard Davey speaking this morning on Morning Edition.
You can't buy a dollar a cup of coffee with 50 cents, and that's what we have here. The transportation bill we said we would sign is $805 million. It will only be $670 million under today's law.
Legislative leaders on Beacon Hill reject that claim and Governor Patrick's proposal. Joining us now is one of those leaders, House Transportation Committee Chairman William Strauss of Mattapoisett. Representative Strauss, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Well, let's just start with what we just heard from Secretary Davey, that he claims that the plan from the legislature isn't going to close the transportation funding gap by any stretch of the imagination, and that it'll only raise some $670 million when at least we need $800 million. What's your response to that?
Well, he's simply wrong, and actually in my conversations with him, I think deep down he knows it. Let's put the facts out there. The issue, as the governor has presented it, is that we have sent to him a five-year plan for spending. Years 1 through 4, he and Secretary Davey have acknowledged we've provided every dollar we have said, and the plan is fully funded and there. It is in year 5 that they have, only in the last month, and we've been debating this publicly for officially 6 months, so only in the last few weeks have they raised a theoretical legal argument that 4 years from now, tolls will disappear on the western portion of the turnpike. And frankly, in a misstatement of the law, Chapter 25 of the Acts of 2009, Section 173, for anyone who wants to look it up, they have claimed, the governor and the secretary, that the tolls will come down.
So are you saying, though, that it's that, I mean, this is a key, this is the key point. Are you saying that the tolls on the western portion of the Massachusetts Turnpike are not going to come down after 2017?
They're not scheduled to come down. What the statute says, and I wish people would start reading it, is tolls can come down when the bonds are paid off and this means and the Secretary of Transportation 4 years from now finds that Turnpike is in no need of repair. That's never been the case. Mm. That language actually dates back 50 years. What they are afraid of, and they're candid about saying this, is someone else is going to be governor 4 years from now. Someone else will be Secretary of Transportation, and they want to tie that person's hands.
Representative Strauss,
let
me ask you, I'm curious, because so if the tolls are going to stay up on the western portion of the pike, basically it means people will still be paying. And I guess what's at issue here is not only that,
the tolls will be up, and guess what? There's no funding gap whatsoever.
But what I was trying to ask you, Representative Strauss, forgive me for interrupting, but what I was trying to get to is what's at issue here is that the best way to address the state's transportation funding gap, the needs overall, or is there a better way to structure where the revenue comes from such that people across the state from MBTA drivers to MBTA riders, I should say, to Pike drivers, you know, all get a better transportation system overall?
Oh, well, that's a perfect question. And the issue here is that segment of the mix of revenue that comes in for transportation is about $125, $130 million. We're talking about $800 million new spending. We already spend $3 billion a year. So we provide a transportation system that depends on multiple sources of revenue, gas tax, tolls that come in, fares that come in at the fare box, fees at the Registry of Motor Vehicles. This is one tiny portion, probably 1/30th, of the revenue stream for transportation. And so, frankly, for the administration to claim, and again, they only started this argument June 6th, that all of a sudden there's a deficiency in the funding stream 4 years from now is really not true, and it's unfortunate that people are being scared to suggest that we don't have the money for transportation.
Well, Representative William Strauss, we're going to have to take it from you from there. We'll keep covering this issue because I know that that the governor's proposal is going to come back to a vote in the legislature. But for now, we thank you for joining us, Representative William Strauss, who's the chairman of the House Transportation Committee. Thanks again, Representative Strauss.
My pleasure.